since I had this time, I was listening to podcasts. I listened to Big Fatty and caught up on his, and he was talking last week about me being in Tennessee, and then I was going to the World's Fair. It was funny. So I tweeted to him that I was definitely here to see the World's Fair.
On the red earth of Mexico, it's coming. From China, a piece of the Great War. It's coming. Every corner of the earth.
It was funny. I just thought it was funny. Anyway, so I am catching up on podcasts because yesterday and today I was able to do my walks and I did get up to almost 10,000 steps, but I am nowhere near Big Fatty's 14,000 steps or whatever he's doing. This whole week has just been, you know, dead for getting exercise done.
Roger, Houston, we'll be there.
The 1982 World's Fair, you've got to be there.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
It was funny. I just thought it was funny. Anyway.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3249 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 21st of July, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got an update on the census, I'll tell you about my day, and there's lots more. Yes, we ready. Hello, gold stars, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well, y'all. I'll tell you why. You are gold stars when I tell you all about my day. But first, let's do this. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, as of today, 76 respondents. Y'all, our next one is from Moose P. He lives in the only time zone that matters. He's been listening forever, he says. He loves the Gentleman Caller Report. He wishes that the BFO episodes were longer. Big Fatty, he's the only one. He has called the voice letter line. He's attended Pride 48 events, but has never... utilized a special chair, and as far as sharding himself, he says I did it in the gymnatorium, and he called it in during shart week. Yes, Big Fatty, I remember it. He was squatting, and then he was pottying. Big Fatty, oh, that's a juicy story he had.
The BFO Census, we're counting on you.
Music, it's true. Before I go any further, y'all, I forgot to tell you that when we had Shitface on Saturday, before we got Shitface, y'all, young Nicholas, I got him and Granny supervised y'all. He was a great supervisor. He told us everything we did wrong. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, we made room in the storage area of the villa, and y'all, we moved the crematory to there, and y'all threw away a couple of things that I've been meaning to get rid of anyway. And let's see. I think that's all I wanted to tell you about the rest of that. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, I had some supper, ran the dishwasher. And y'all, when I was taking the dishes out, y'all, I noticed that one of my wine glasses was missing. So I don't know if it had been some sort of glassware calamity or not, but I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a moment. Then we had the suits. We had a Pride 48 meeting. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, Big Fatty, this is new music. Well, it's the Pride 48. update music. Oh, okay. We had a suits meeting, and y'all, we've decided that because summer is still going on and everything, we're going to move the replacement for the in-person event, which was supposed to be at the last weekend in August. We're going to move it to September the 18th through the 20th. We're going to have right now, we've got plans for something on Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. So y'all mark those on your calendar. But the Saturday of the original August event will be our August cocktail party. Oh, Big Fatty! Oh, Big Fatty, I like that little dingy. Oh, well, anyway. After we had the suits meeting, y'all, we chitter-chatted about hour and 15 minutes throwing ideas around and everything. Y'all, I think we've come up with some fun things. Y'all, we're going to have some prizes. We're going to have some prizes that we're going to give away. And by the way, if any of you have a prize that you... that you might want to contribute to the weekend, y'all, we're more than happy to accept those. Just send an e-letter to bigfatty@pride48.com, and y'all, I'll be happy to add it to the list. Yes, because it'll be lovely. And anyway, and y'all, there's going to be chances for all of you to participate and win those prizes. So, oh, ready. Or if you just want to sit back and do it, y'all, it's going to be on Zoom. You'll be able to listen to it on the stream also, but you'll be able to see everybody if you're on the Zoom. And you know, if you don't want people to see you or whatever, you can just turn your camera off but watch everybody else. Big Fatty, I'd prefer to not be seen. Well, there are others that would prefer you not to be heard. Big Fatty. Y'all, then after that, I got a call from old Vader, and guess what time it was? I don't know, Big Fatty, what time?
This is Larry Vader from Big Fatty.
From Little Fatty.
God damn it.
You can never get it right.
Who's
you
Little clearly Fatty? Listen
to
Fatty? His show.
No, he listens to it now, but he's still
it's
he's
just cause
always
it's
confused.
It's not even their real names.
It's a lot.
Hey, this is Larry Vader.
And this is Big Man.
Breaking
news.
Take it back. He's not too far. This isn't too far from the actual way that Little Fatty cast.
They actually bought the domain train is off the tracks.
Fatty, that sounds pretty much like the Little Fatty. Well, y'all, that's the PNS boys. Patrick and Noah, Scott wasn't there, but that was Rob Nelson, Lindley Magoo, you know, chairman of the board of the RNL Podcasting Network, back when he was on the little show, and they were doing their homage to the LFC, and y'all, we recorded the first comeback of the LFC, y'all. And if you want to subscribe, go over to thelfc.online. Online! Yes, Big Fatty. No, or don't. And so, y'all, I think Vader said he was going to try to get it out. Maybe we don't need to hear him get anything out today, the 21st, but we'll see. Y'all, then, after that, watch some stuff on the TV machine. I stayed up a little bit later than I normally do. And anyway, I had just a little bit of trouble going to sleep, but it wasn't too bad. And y'all... But I slept pretty well. Got up about 9 a.m. in the morning. Between 9 and 9:30 a.m. in the morning. And y'all had my Corfree and some Brufkas. Y'all, I did finish that level 5 Sudoku from Saturday. I did have to get a little bit of assistance, but just a little bit, and I was still able to figure it all out. And let's see. And y'all, then I hopped in the shower and I was off. I was off to get my real ID, my gold star. Big fan. That's why we're gold starers today. It's true. Y'all, and had to go to the DMV. Y'all had an 11:15 a.m. in the morning appointment. And I got there and the lady says, "Do you have an appointment?" I said, "Yes." And sure enough, she says, "Well, here you go. And come right in and go to station number 5 right here." And y'all, the nice young lady right there had to fill out a form. I'm a little disappointed I couldn't have done that ahead of time. You know, at home and all, so spend less time there at the DMV. But y'all, I felt very safe. Everybody had their masks on, and filled the form out and gave I think it was $25 for an 8-year a real ID. Yes, Big Betty. And then they took my picture. And y'all, I actually like my picture. You know, Big Fatty, these are uncertain times when people like their driver's license pictures. It's true. And did all that. And y'all, and a few minutes later, she handed me my license. And y'all, I didn't have to get mailed to me or anything. Big Fatty. And I was off. I was off to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. When I was in the Von's East on Wednesday, I forgot I had a coupon on the Bugles, and it was bothering me. It was burning a hole in my pocket. So y'all, and they were on sale, buy one get one free, and then I had a coupon. If you bought two, you got the coupon. So y'all, I got another bag of the Bugles, but y'all, I got you could combine it. I got the Chex Mix peanut butter and chocolate, and they're called the Muddy Buddies. Big Fatty, that sounds like something from Shark Week. Well, it could be, but y'all, I got those. I was able to use my coupon, and y'all, then they had that good cream chip beef, the Stufa's cream chip beef. And, y'all, it hadn't been on sale in a long time since the pandemic started. So, y'all, I went. It was 4 for $10. Y'all, I went and I got me 4 more of them. So, I'm loaded up with those right now. Y'all, that's all I bought. I spent $13.63, but I saved $6.15. Big Fatty, last of the big spenders. Anyway, y'all got home and put away all my provisions, and y'all, I've started playing the Candy Crush again, and so I needed to catch up on some words with friends and some dice with friends or whatever the hell it's called. And y'all, then I said, you know what? I think I'm gonna go see if I can buy replacement glasses to match the ones that I have. And y'all, I have the Mikasa. I don't remember what it's called, but it's something fun. But anyway, y'all, the Kohl's, you know, had the 30% off. They didn't have it. They didn't have them, so I couldn't get the 30% off of that. So, y'all, I went to Mikasa. And, y'all, they had a set of eight of the wine glasses. I said, well, that's pretty good. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just see if there are other places that have coupons for the Mikasa. I think it's called Celebrate or something like that, Celebration. The Bed, Breakfast, and Beyond had it. It was the set of eight, but if you signed up for the mailing list, you got 20% off and you got free shipping. I had a gift card. I ordered those up. I got the discount, the free shipping, and forgot to use the gift card. So I put it on my American Express and that pretty much has been my day. Big Fatty, you ain't done shit. You can say that again. Big Fatty, you ain't done shit. Yeah, that's it, y'all. Since I had a little extra time here, I thought I'd read another census. Y'all, this is from my youngest daughter, Nessa. She lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. She's a listener, been listening since the beginning, and she likes the Happy Music Daily Updates. She would not change a thing to the little show. She has called the voice letter number, and we'll do it again, has been to Pride 48 event, and has never used a special chair. Yes, Big Fatty, if she had one, it'd be weeds growing on it or something. Anyway, she says the last time she sharted herself was the closest thing was my colonoscopy prep, which you played on the little show. Y'all, that's when she was sitting there and she thought she was all done. And then the floodgates just opened. Big Fatty, it was just like a chocolate fountain or something. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, on last week's show, on the 17th, that was for right day, y'all, I got a comment over at the BFO that said, it's from William, and William, thank you for posting this. It says, I was messing with each other's phones, my wife put this in my history, meaning the BFO. You are a strange person. Keep it up. Big Fatty, he didn't take long for him to figure that out. It's true. And that Casey in Denver sent me a picture of Aunt Clara, and it says, when they left Aunt Clara in charge of 2020. Big Fatty, it's true. It's just awful. And Big Fatty, I hadn't heard anything from Straight Bob. Well, he's busy. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, speaking of Straight Bob, y'all, I did have a thing here from him. He was evidently, I talked about, what is that, squirt stuff? Hand sanitizer. He goes, oh, is that gay code? Or is that what the kids are calling it these days? Big Fatty, he's as vulgar as you. That's why he's my straight boyfriend. But y'all, speaking of that, My straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, and Phil, who used to be in Oregon, and Nort, and my Northeast straight daddy, none of them have done the census yet. Big Fatty, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. You heard Archer, and Archer, what did you think of today's little show?
It was funny. I just thought it was funny. Anyway.
Anyway, you mean regardless.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.